From 1949 to 1970, Rabbi Levi A. Olan served as the head rabbi of Temple Emmanuel in Dallas, Texas. During Rabbi Olan's tenure at Temple Emmanuel, the congregation moved to its larger current building, which was able to accommodate a growing congregation. It was not only the Jewish community which was growing at this time. Dallas became a thriving city with its own cultural, educational, and financial opportunities. The president of the congregation during its move, Irving Goldberg, declared that it was time to demonstrate not only in Cincinnati, but here in Dallas, we can refurbish and enrich our faith in the context of contemporary society. In line with that goal, Rabbi Olan often discussed contemporary political concerns. Rabbi Olan was a beloved and influential leader not only of Dallas' Jewish community, but of the larger Dallas community as well. The Temple Emmanuel Brotherhood sponsored his weekly radio address that was broadcast over WFAA on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. from 1949 to 1970. Jerry Crystal, archivist at Temple Emmanuel, related an anecdote in her history of the congregation. One listener asked his Baptist Sunday school teacher if he could guess the radio program I listened to on the way to church. The teacher replied, "I have an idea it is the same one I listen to, Rabbi Olan. He is the best preacher in Dallas." Rabbi Olan referred to the radio addresses as radio sermons. One of the issues that Rabbi Olan addressed was communism. Debates over the nature and threat from various communist countries during the Cold War from the late 1940s until the 1980s took place across America. America's military involvement in the Vietnam War, which escalated in the early 1960s and lasted until 1973, also heightened political tensions within America, as conservatives and liberals took opposing positions. In his radio sermons, Rabbi Olan preached both on the nature of communism, viewed from a religious perspective, and on the political divide in America regarding communism. In a radio address entitled, "No Messiah, Please," in 1969, he said, "There is another type of messianic idea from which we ought to free ourselves. There are passionate believers in a system which will cure us of all our ills. The communist is a fanatic who is sure that his ideal state is the answer to all our problems. The communist state has come to power in our time because the Tsar of Russia was a cruel ruler and because Chiang Kai-shek failed to meet the needs of his people. What is very clear is that neither in Russia nor China has the introduction of communism ushered in utopia. On the contrary, it has brought a loss of personal freedom, terror, and cruelty of tyrants like Stalin, and the rigors of a hard and grueling existence." Rabbi Olan wrote several radio sermons that addressed the threat from Russia and China, as well as communism itself. His sermons were always nuanced, with detailed explorations that usually ended up with the focus being on what the listeners could do to rise above communism, rather than attack it directly. Rabbi Olan went into greater explanation of why communism was opposed to the prophetic faith of Judaism in an April 1962 address called "Communism and the Biblical Tradition." He said, "In the communist faith, the universe is at best a machine driven by social forces, which are beyond the control of men. Indeed, man himself is not distinguished from matter. This stands squarely in opposition to the faith which proclaims man to be more than matter. These two philosophies are also in conflict over the nature of man. When human nature and matter are indistinguishable, such ideas as the dignity of man or the freedom of the human spirit are meaningless. In a materialistic view of life, what happens to any person is of no real consequence, because it is the collective good which is the primary value, and that is not determined by men, but by material forces. The biblical faith not only posits the importance of the human creature in the achievement of a better life on earth and endows him with the freedom to choose and fill his role in history, it proclaims that every individual is a sacred creation, unique, distinctive, and precious. This conflict between communism and the biblical faith over the nature and place of man is determinative as to what kind of community men create. In one, the state is supreme and the individual has his vocation only as he serves it. In the other, all values are determined by the sanctity of the person. Rabbi Olan was not concerned with simply explaining the differences. As a religious leader, he expressed his main concern with the spiritual welfare his listeners had. His final exhortation in almost all of his addresses, including the ones about communism, was an appeal to his listeners to look at their own problems before placing blame elsewhere. Here is how he finished the previous address. The materialism of the communists of our time should remind us where we have fallen short in our commitments to the faith we proclaim. It has been said that communism has all of the characteristics of a religion except a belief in God. Its language sounds idealistic as it champions the poor and oppressed of the world. It promises a kingdom of plenty and of peace to hundreds of millions who are disillusioned and frustrated. The tragedy of it is that as men respond to this dream, they fall more and more into a growing secularism and materialism that augurs little good for the free growth of the human spirit. What should arouse us is the continued growth of materialism and secularism in our own midst. The menace of communism is real, but it does not come from a few misguided agitators. The threat derives from our failure to take seriously the biblical faith we proclaim.